This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Creatine kidney damage myth debunked by major safety review of 26,000 participants. A comprehensive safety analysis of creatine supplementation involving over 26,000 participants has definitively debunked the persistent myth that creatine damages kidneys. The concern stems from a misinterpretation of routine blood tests that show elevated creatinine levels during creatine use. 26,000 participants analyzed in largest creatine safety review to date, creatine safety profile across major studies. Side effect prevalence in clinical trials, 2025 analysis, gastrointestinal issues, 4.6%, general discomfort, 4.21%, kidney function changes, 2%. Source, Kreider et al., 2025. Georgian Medical Journal News, Biochemical Misinterpretation Behind Kidney Concerns. The kidney damage myth originates from a fundamental misunderstanding of creatinine metabolism. According to research published in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, creatine supplementation does raise serum creatinine levels, but this reflects increased substrate turnover rather than kidney dysfunction. Creatine stored in skeletal muscle as phosphocreatine degrades spontaneously at approximately 2% per day into creatinine, which is filtered by the kidneys. When creatine supplementation increases total body stores, more creatinine is naturally produced, triggering lower calculated kidney filtration rates on standard tests. Meta-analysis confirms no actual kidney damage. A 2025 systematic review and meta-analysis of 21 studies directly addressed this concern by examining multiple kidney function markers. The analysis, published in peer-reviewed literature, found that while creatine was associated with a small increase in serum creatinine, mean difference, 0.07 micromole/L, all other renal health indicators remained unchanged. Measured glomerular filtration rate, cystatin C levels, proteinuria, and albuminuria, the markers that actually reflect kidney health independent of creatinine metabolism, showed no negative changes. For more evidence-based analysis of new studies on supplement safety, our Research Digest provides comprehensive coverage. Largest safety database provides definitive evidence. Dr. Richard Kreider and colleagues conducted the most comprehensive creatine safety analysis to date, reviewing 685 human clinical trials. This massive dataset represents the gold standard for supplement safety assessment, far exceeding previous analyses in scope and statistical power. The research team systematically examined adverse events across all study populations, finding that genuine side effects were limited to minor gastrointestinal issues in a small percentage of users. The study's findings align with decades of research showing creatine's excellent safety profile when used appropriately. Healthcare professionals seeking clinical updates on supplement recommendations now have definitive guidance. Creatine supplementation increases creatinine production through normal metabolic pathways without impairing actual kidney filtration or causing renal damage. Dr. Richard Kreider, Texas A&M University, Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, 2025. Key takeaways. Elevated creatinine during creatine use reflects increased substrate turnover, not kidney damage. 26,000 participant analysis found no evidence of renal function impairment from creatine supplementation. Multiple kidney health markers beyond creatinine remain unchanged during creatine use. Frequently asked questions. Why do doctors sometimes express concern about creatine in kidneys? Standard kidney function tests rely on creatinine levels to calculate estimated filtration rates. When creatine supplementation increases creatinine production, these calculations suggest reduced kidney function, but direct measurements of actual kidney health show no impairment. Should people with existing kidney problems avoid creatine? Individuals with pre-existing kidney disease should consult their healthcare provider before starting any supplement regimen. While research shows no kidney damage in healthy populations, those with compromised renal function require individualized medical guidance. How much creatine was used in the safety studies? The safety analysis reviewed studies using standard supplementation protocols, typically 3 to 5 grams daily for maintenance following optional loading phases. These dosages represent the most commonly recommended and researched amounts for athletic performance. The definitive resolution of the creatine kidney myth represents a significant advancement in evidence-based sports nutrition guidance. Healthcare providers can now confidently address patient concerns with robust scientific evidence, while athletes and fitness enthusiasts can make informed decisions based on comprehensive safety data rather than persistent misconceptions. Source: the most persistent myth about creatine is that it damages your kidneys.